Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
It's Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for some head trauma. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to Head Trauma Thursdays on Chair Shot Radio. We're going to beat your brains in with a whole bunch of different stuff. Nonsense, hilarity, bullshit. That's probably the number one. Hopefully you recognize my voice. If you don't by this point, my name is Rance, a.k.a. Ray Cash. I am the host of The Outsider's Edge. I apologize for that. I am one-third of the Three-Man Weave. I definitely apologize for that. And I'm one-third, maybe fourth, of Bandwagon Nerds. I don't apologize for that, because that ain't my show. Nonetheless, yeah. And if you have ever heard the words head trauma in conjunction with the chair shot, and I'm not speaking CTE-related, and you know my esteemed brother and co-host and the heart and soul of the show, because I'm the ass of the show, is my boy, my brother from another mother, my man, the big fish, Mr. Darren Kirkby, a.k.a. Magsy.
Wow. Wow. Big fish. I'm never, ever going to live that down.
Nope.
Props to Frank Mandolini for that nickname. Yeah, I'm so excited for this. Making our debut on Chair Shot Radio. Just we big time now. Me, so for those award winning podcaster, and also you.
Yeah, right. Multiple award winning podcaster, and yeah, that other guy. So for those of you who don't know. I'm sure you know, because I'm sure you chose to listen to this for a reason. And if you didn't, what's happening? How you doing? But if you did choose to listen to this for a reason, Chair Shot Radio was once the flagship regular show of the Chair Shot. I had the pleasure of hosting it and probably being the reason why it was killed. Nonetheless, that's not a joke. That's actually not a joke. Nonetheless, we've decided to bring back Chair Shot Radio as a multi-platform every day. Multi-hosted show. So every day, Monday through Sunday, you guys are going to get fresh new information, fresh new podcasts, fresh new content from Chair Shot Radio. And they asked your boy, actually, let me rephrase that. They asked your boys to host Thursdays. Y'all done fucked up.
What? This is the entrance to the weekend. It's the best tune. Midweek flagship. This is why we got the Thursday spot. Because we big time. We big time on Chair Shop. That's what it is.
See, there you go again, being the big fish as you are and being the multiple award-winning podcaster. They think that about you. Only reason I'm here is because I got access to the site and I can post it in the morning.
Wow. So you mean today? You mean today?
Yeah, you know, yeah, you kayfabe. I fucked up already. See, this is why you're the award winner and I'm not. Both of us, me and Mags, I think, first and foremost, we have a great chemistry, a great rapport, especially on audio. But more than that, I think we are two of the most forward-thinking, outside-the-box thinking people on Al Gore's internet. So I think you'll really enjoy our different takes on things. And the beauty of it is, the beauty of the whole entire setup is everybody's got a different take, but we ain't all going to talk about the same shit. On Sunday, I believe it's Sundays, Patrick O'Dowd and Dave Ungar from Bandwagon Nerds, they're breaking down fucking hockey. Okay. But nonetheless, go listen to it. My boy Greg, by the way, I got a rant coming for you, Greg. Greg and Miranda, they talked about Greg's favorite movies and stuff. We're all going to talk about different things. Mm-hmm. So, PC would be mad if I didn't give the tagline. Sports, comma, entertainment, comma, and sports entertainment.
Comma, comma. Comedian.
Comma, comma. Shout out to Boy George, huh? Yeah, that's Boy George, right? Comma, comma. Okay, look.
Yeah.
You know, all them 70s, 80s guys, all the same to me. Yeah, anything you want to break down before we actually try to talk about something of note?
No, first of all, it was an absolute... I was blown away when Gregor hit me up and said, do I want to be involved with this? And then when he mentioned me and you teaming up, it's the dream team. We've been planning stuff like this for so long. Every so often we'll get together and just thrash out a topic. I mean, the John Moxley stuff, that was... a podcast of legend, and we've just never really got round to kind of like formalizing something, and this is the perfect opportunity for us to get together, shoot the shit. I mean, as good as the other shows are on the Chair Shot Radio, and they are some good shows, I've listened to every one so far and I really enjoy it. I think this is the one that you can define the least, because we are going to be so different from week to week. There's not going to be no kind of a particular format or concept behind the show. It's just whatever's on our minds that's that particular week. It could be good, it could be bad, it could be list, it could be Mount Rushmore's, it could be just shooting the shit, it could be absolutely anything. They could be rolling a roster of people on the show. It might just be me and Rance. It's not going to be anything we could pigeonhole. And I think that's why we got the Thursday slot, because we start the weekend off hot. It's as simple as that, I think.
And for the record, the reason why we couldn't get something laid down regularly is because between both of us, we got like 47 different shows. So it's a little difficult.
Which, I mean, we'll go through that anyway, because the whole point of this first episode was to give people, if they don't know about me and Rance, a little bit of our history, of how we got into this wacky content creating game, and basically how we got to this point of being the stars of the Chair Shot Radio Network.
You really got to egg the shit on how to start. I like that. So I predate you quite a few years, actually, in content creating, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I started off writing columns. I was a columnist. My very first column debuted on January 4th, 2010, the night that Hulk Hogan Hulk Hogan led TNA to move to Mondays, their first night on Monday. And Bret Hart's re-debut, coming back for the first time to WWE. That was such a big night, and I wanted to write. I had been interested in, all my friends I grew up with stopped watching wrestling, and like the idiot, I kept watching it. And I had nobody to talk to it about, and so I found the internet, and I found e-fetting at first, and e-fetting turned into Lords of Pain, aka WrestlingHeadlines.com. And so I signed up with the comms forum, and I had a pretty good run down there. Did pretty well for myself and got promoted to the main page. Ended up writing for PW Mania, wrote for Rant Sports. I even had a column for Bleacher Report before they got serious and started, like, taking that shit seriously. And then took some time off. Shout out to my friend, the Doc Chad Matthews from over there. He convinced me and Carl to start podcasting, which was something we talked about all the time. Carl is one of my co-hosts and kind of my ace from Outsider's Edge. We've been partners since 2012, I believe. And so that's what ended up starting what is now known as the Outsider's Edge. So I've been in this thing for a while. I come with the reputation that probably is earned. I don't like to think is. But nonetheless, let me explain to you all how I met this beautiful British man I'm speaking with. I was asked to co-host a show with the young man. Are we going to say his name, or are we going to leave him nameless?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secrets. I mean, we know the whole story. So, dude called Jordan. I mean, we can leave it at Jordan.
Jordan Fox, yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Jordan, actually, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met a lifelong friend. So I appreciate you for that. But Jordan had at the time I wasn't working, Jordan had a daily show. I filled in once, numbers went up. We decided to do it full time. Jordan was very ambitious, so we started we moved really, really quickly, really, really fast. So one man every day who consistently was listening and telling us, "Hey, man, I don't know. I don't agree with you, but your opinion, you made me think about something." Every day, that man was Max. And initially, he was just the fan listening. And as things would turn out, I was fired live on air. Fired being the operative word because we weren't paid, but you know what I mean. but I was kicked off the show live on air without knowing. And that ended that relationship, but that strengthened me and Max's relationship, and we became friends ever so strongly, ever so closely and dearly. And I decided to try a new venture that he would soon steal and make legendary. And this is where I'll let you take over the story.
Okay, so I'll backtrack a little bit. My kind of journey into podcasting I'm into the third year now, maybe, just starting third year. But before that, I was well out of wrestling. I quit watching in about 2006. I kept up to date with what was going on through, ironically, before we had even knew Rance was with Lords of Pain. I was a member of their forums there. I had my handle was John Cena's Prodigy whilst on the forums there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's a name. Yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't watch any wrestling at all for about 10 years, but like I said, I kept involved with through Lords of Pain with the results and things like that. Got into listening to podcasts as kind of like background noise for my daily life. Started with the big hitters, the guys like Jericho, Stone Cold. Kind of found that they were more like shills for, I mean, it's their money, that's how you met the money, but I felt that they were pitching something to me rather than listening to an actual wrestling fan talk about wrestling. So I started to kind of gravitate towards fan-made content, and that's how I found Jordan Shaw. Obviously, then Rance come on. I listened to way more podcasts than any human should ever, ever listen to. So I always felt that if I enjoyed something and I tell other people about it, that might make them enjoy it. So I kind of got like this reputation of being like a hype man for quite a few podcasts. Then when Rance got fired from the show, I reached out to him and asked him if he was okay. We got talking about it because it was about the Roman Reigns incident where people were absolutely giving him shit, and Rance is unashamedly a huge mark for Roman Reigns. So I knew he was not just upset. This guy was devastated at the reaction that Roman Reigns got, and we've had our disagreements. We've had our debates about things like that. Me and Rance, we very rarely agree on everything 100%, but what we always have is we have respect for each other's opinions. I've told Rance many times that he always brings the knowledge and the facts, and he can always kind of like almost convince me of his side of the argument because he comes with such kind of details that it can make me a Roman Reigns fan. It's just as simple as that. But anyway, that then led to Rance breaking away from Jordan and coming up with his own projects, and he had a cool little project called Fan to Fan, which I had the honour of being the very first and very last guest on that show, which was actually my first ever like foray into podcasting, and god damn, I was nervous. I had just listening back to it afterwards, I felt robotic, but I caught the bug. I caught that kind of that content creative bug. I went on a couple more podcasts and really got a feel for it. Started then thinking, is this something I could be interested in? Because I never was before. I was never kind of been a creator kind of person. But yeah, I've really fell into this hard. So we got to I got speaking with a little group of friends that we had in on Twitter, and another good friend of mine, Mark Aaron, was talking about having a podcast, and I was saying, yeah, I want to have a podcast as well. So we were just spitballing a few ideas, and it kind of rolled from being a joke into being a real thing. And we were like, really, are we going to do this? This is a serious thing. We're going to go and do it. And we did. We started a little project called Why We Watch, where we would instead of talking to wrestlers or kind of people in the industry, we wanted to hear fans' stories about why they love wrestling like we love wrestling. I definitely didn't steal the idea from Fan to Fan. That was literally just coincidence.
Of course it was. Yeah.
But, that rolled on for about 10 episodes or so, and then unfortunately Mark had to break away because of a life commitment, so I had the honour of taking that on myself. And because I bought all the podcasting equipment, I thought, I'm going to start really making use of this. So I started another podcast with another friend of mine called Paul Tolley, who you may hear on this podcast from time to time, at Reencounter. I was telling him about this podcast idea I had, and he said, oh, I've got a podcast. I'm on a group called Five Nerds. So after a little bit of spitballing, we come up with the concept for Badlands, and that has had a tumultuous journey. It was part of the Brainbuster team before that all set on fire like it had been infected with COVID. And then it migrated. Yeah, that's our whole story. It migrated over to Chairshot, and we've been absolutely just we love it here at Chairshot. It's become our home. We love being part of this team. Then after that, I got involved. My son, he's a mixed martial artist, and he wanted to start doing podcasting. So we did a show called Five Rounds, which has also made its way to the Chairshot Network, and that's where we talk about UFC and MMA. Then after that, it was just a case of I enjoyed talking to people about wrestling. I enjoyed talking to people about any topic, really. So I was like a podcast whore. I'd go on anyone's podcast who threw out the invite. And then I've been lucky to get involved in quite a few other projects. And yeah, now I've been dubbed the pod father because I'm on so many people's podcasts, yeah, and I'm also multi award winning for the podcast that I've got. So yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I do not think I am a big fish. I don't think I'm the best at this. Any awards that I have been given is definitely because of the support I've had and the people I work with. Without guys like Rance, without guys like Greg, Tony from Shooting the Sports, without the guys from View from the Top Rope, I wouldn't be where I am. Without these people really kind of holding me up and really kind of pushing me to where I am now, I wouldn't be here. So yeah, that's my story in a nutshell, I suppose.
You didn't ask to be the big fish, but look, with great power comes great responsibility. We're not to whom much is given, much is expected. Wow. I work with quite a few people. Shout out to Carl and Kyle from The Edge. Shout out to Tunney, Chris Platt. Shout out to Dave, and shout out to Pat. Even shout out to Greg. I work with a lot of people, but there is something different about working with Max, and I don't know what it is. Well, I can tell you one thing. When I tell you that this gentleman has the utmost respect of everybody, like, he's almost like, you're gonna love this. This is gonna pop you so hard. You're almost like the AEW of the IWC. In that, the same thing could happen on AEW that happens on WWE, and the fans would hate it happening on WWE, but be cool with it on AEW. So I could say anything, and people are like, oh, come on, Ray. You could say the same shit, and they'll be like, well, you know what? That's Max. We love him. So it's all good.
Wow. I don't agree whatsoever. I get my share of hate. Believe you me, I get my share of hate.
You've had one hater the entire time you've been doing this, and he blessed us with the greatest nickname in the history. In the history of wrestling podcasts, the Big Fish. So we wanted to give you a background on our histories just so you can know a little bit more about us. I'm sure you know us individually. Badlands is probably the most fun podcast you will ever listen to, and I'm not saying that because you're on the show. Legitimately is one of the most joyful podcasts to be a part of and to listen to, genuinely. No,
I think the Rick and Clive Wrestling Podcast may give it a run for its money.
They're not on our network. We can't plug them like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, shout out to Ricky and Clive. I just actually recorded Ricky and Clive, so I'll be on there this week. So shout out, and that's a shit show. So enjoy that show. But so you know Mags, you know Darren from Badlands and from Five Rounds, which I'm waiting on my invitation for that.
Open. It's always open. You know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know me from all the bullshit I'm a part of, but I think it's going to be fun to see kind of our marriage together on this platform, because we really do want to make this different. We joke that we're the Midweek flagship, but we really take that seriously. We really take our position seriously and what we've been entrusted with very seriously. And every other day, y'all can suck it because we're going to win. There's no competition, but we win anyway. So question for you. I know we didn't intend to be super, super long today, but I know the plan is, and I'm breaking kayfabe here, but the plan was to kind of break down Wrestle Kingdom next week, kind of a week afterwards, so that we got time to come down off our high. I know we have New Year's Evil. Because technically that was yesterday, so that's.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling?
Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Is there anything current going on that you want to kind of talk about real fast before we get out of here? Anything that's tickling your fancy? It could be anything. It could be sports. It could be entertainment, sports entertainment. You know, if right now going on in America, America's mm-hmm. burning itself alive. Yeah. So that's fun.
I don't think we could not mention what's happening pretty much right now as we record. I mean, for context, even though this is Thursday, we're recording this Wednesday night.
Kayfabe. Yeah, it's great.
What the fuck is happening with the American government? I'm seeing people storming Congress. I'm seeing insurrection. I'm seeing cops taking selfies with terrorists. It's as simple as that. Whether you're on the side of Trump or on the side of Biden, this has gone beyond politics now. This has gone to threatening the whole fabric of democracy. What is going on? You know, I mean, you met Boris Johnson. Look like he knows what he's doing.
Boris Johnson is fucking Churchill compared to this. So I want to correct you on one thing you said. Mm-hmm. And for context, this shouldn't matter, but we have to. I really want to, for context. This is a black dude born in Houston, in Texas, talking to a white guy from the black country in England.
I'm nowhere near the black country people.
So, the only reason I bring that up is because while we agree on damn near everything we're going to say, our perspectives are different mm-hmm. just because of how we grew up. So the one thing I'll correct you on is you said threatening the democracy. That shit was a lie from the very beginning. We're a democracy in title only. And I say that because one of the things that denotes being a democracy is that not only are all the people have to be free, not all the people have to have the same rights. Inalienable rights, as it said in the Constitution. That ain't the case. That's never been the case. All people in this country have never been free. All people in this country have never had the same rights. In fact, I don't have to go on about the fact that people of my ilk were stolen from our homes and brought over on boats to work for Massa. I don't have to. We know that. But the Constitution is a living document, as people say, right? They have had to add amendments so that I am not considered 3/5 of a person, so that your wife, my daughters, our mothers and grandmothers can vote. They've had to add amendments so that I can vote. So they, you know what I mean? We had to create a Civil Rights Act just so we had to abolish legal slavery. So, you know, to go more current to regular things, gay people, lesbian people, the LGBTQ community had to fight for decades just for the right to marry each other. You know, the very first amendment of our Constitution, the American Constitution, has 5 freedoms. One of those freedoms is freedom of religion. And we had a president who banned a certain religion from coming to our country. So, like, I hear people say, and they're not wrong in their ideologies or their feelings, but I hear people say that democracy is at risk or they're threatening our democracy. This shit never existed in the first place, bruh. But it never affected people who aren't like me or who aren't like Kyle, who's a Hispanic gay man, or who aren't like, you know, who aren't from these disenfranchised communities. No disrespect to anybody who's not. But it didn't affect them the same way it affected us. So when I see these people mobbing the Capitol, my thought is, well, if I wear a hoodie outside my house, I'm scared if I get shot. Mm-hmm. But y'all over there literally fighting with the cops. I thought blue lives mattered. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just a myriad of emotions. Maybe this is the anarchist in me, but I find a lot of it funny. Because when you threaten so much shit, you're a parent. In fact, you have beautiful grandbabies, by the way. So you know, facts. So you know, when your kid threatens and says, well, I'm going to do it, eventually, either you're going to do that shit or you not shut the fuck up. All this shit was threatened for years, 4+ years, right? The shit's finally happening now. People are like, oh my God, what have we done? Have you been paying attention? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The president's, every tweet the president makes is literally stopped and changed by Twitter to say, not valid, not true, this is disputed. So, like, I don't know, man. This is the world. A lot of people say this is the world we live in now. I'll amend that statement. This is the world we chose to have.
Wow. I mean, I don't know enough about it to dispute anything you said. I mean, I see from our kind of like our corner of the world, I see the things that Trump says, and I see the things that are happening in your country, and I just feel for you. I feel that you have no good side to pick from this. You've got Trump, who's clearly not a politician, clearly only after looking after one person, and that's Donald J. Trump. Clearly not bothered about using anybody as collateral damage. I mean, the dude sold his own vice president down the river today. And then on the other side, you've got sleepy Joe Biden, who likes to sniff people's hair. And, I'm saying this about your side, but then we look at our side and we've got bumbling Boris Johnson, who the only way he makes a decision is when he just waits and waits for all the options to cancel each other out, and then he picks the least of the very worst options left, and then facing him is a guy called Keir Starmer, who will just go along with everything Boris Johnson says. So it's like we've only got one political party in Britain. We're in exactly the same boat, but for totally different reasons. I think politics is just it's just a trick. It's It's rich people keeping poor people down. It's as simple as that. That's how I feel. If you aren't one of the top 1% earners, you are paying for those top 1% earners, whether that's through money or through blood, sweat and tears. It's made things like what's happening in the world now is making me feel very apolitical, that I can't trust any kind of governmental force with the best things for me, because they're only looking out for themselves. And it's a sad state of affairs when you can't trust the people entrusted to look out for you.
Today is a big day, sir, because you have just become a jaded American. Congratulations.
I've become woke. I'm woke.
You woke. All right. Watch out before we get canceled. No, man. Yeah. I mean, everything you said is fact. And, you know, y'all are still facing the tail end of Brexit. Y'all in the midst of another massive lockdown. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and you say apolitical. I'm completely with you, man. I'm so apathetic to this shit. I don't watch the news. The only news I watch is SportsCenter, bro. That's it. You know? So the world is crazy. But the one thing that gives me solace is that I can come on here and talk this bullshit with guys like you. Because mm-hmm. It's funny because I hate when people say, well, keep my sports and my entertainment separate. That's my getaway. No, you can't get away from this shit. But in a way, yeah, I can understand this is my getaway, but I'm not closing my eyes to everything else. We're talking about it. It's relevant to us. It matters to us. It's affecting our lives. It affects your life. You can't leave your house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's affecting my life. So, but I don't want to.
We're going to be here every week to remind you of that with our jaded political talk. That's what the show's going to be about. It's just jaded politics.
Political Thursdays on the Chair Shot. I actually have one thing I want to end with. Do you have anything else you want to get to before we shut this thing down?
Listen, guys, this is the intro, and it may have put you off, but trust me, next week we're coming with that wrestling fire. We're coming with that bullshit talk. Don't let our political apathy think that this is what the show's about. We will be bringing the comedy. Don't you worry about that.
He's lying. It's only downhill from here.
It's a very low bar. We have set a very low bar.
If I can borrow Lance Storm's moniker, if I can be serious for a minute. Greg DeMarco, you have been a true friend to me, a sanctuary for me at a time when I didn't feel like I had a home. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel that way. Recently, Greg announced that he has leukemia, the same leukemia that Roman Reigns himself had. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us around here, we call him the captain or, you know, Mr. Cherish out of some bullshit like that. But a lot of us around here have started calling him the big dog. Because Roman is a real life fucking. Yes, he's a mob boss. He's a Samoan mob boss. Yes, he's the head of the table. Yes, he's my and your tribal chief. But he's also a real life superhero because he fucking beat cancer twice. Mm-hmm. Anybody who beats. Stuart Scott said it perfectly. You don't beat cancer by surviving. You beat cancer in how you live, that you live, and in the manner in which you live. So Roman has beaten this shit twice. And just the fact that he's taken the time to give back to these children and to show that it's not the death sentence that so many people think it is, if you handle it right, he's a fucking superhero. And I want to say the same for Greg. I know recently Greg kind of changed his diet and started working out. And I just thought he was trying to look good for the summer. He's in Arizona, so it's always summer in Arizona. But all jokes aside, man, we love you. We support you. We're here for you. Anything you need from us, we got you. And just know, while Roman is the original big dog, while Magsy is the big fish, you, sir, Chair Shot's big dog, and we are 100% sitting at the table that you lead and that you're the head of. And we support you, dog. And you're going to beat it. And then when you beat it, you can come and you can. Who's going to be Kevin Owens? You can beat up Tony. Why not?
Poor Tony. But yeah, I can't echo those statements enough. And kind of like how Ran said, Greg gave him a home when he felt homeless. He did the same with Badlands. He really did. He when Badlands was left without a network and kind of like floating around homeless, it was Chairshot that brought us in and gave us a home. And he has been exemplary as a friend and as a leader. I know he's going to beat this shit, and I'm 110% behind him. Anything he needs, we're there for him. And the big dog is very, very apropos for Greg. Rance, you said it perfectly.
Hey, man, we support you, we love you, and we're here for you. And we will dedicate all of this Chair Shot Radio shit to you, sir, because there's no Chair Shot without Greg DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, I left the somber shit for the end because that ain't like us. So we're going to get back to the bullshit next week. In the meantime, my name is Rance, a.k.a. Ray Cash. I'm at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Follow the Outsiders Edge at Outsiders HCS. Follow Badlands. You'll do that. Follow 3-Man Weave at 3_Man Weave. Follow Bandwagon Nerds at Bandwagon Nerds. And the Chair Shot at Chair Shot Media.
Yeah, definitely follow all them. And then if you've still got some followers left.
Wait a minute. Sit down, get some tea. This is gonna be a while. He's got like 17 different things to plug.
Listen, I am only gonna pimp my Chair Shot content. Because otherwise this show will be 4 hours long. If you've got any followers left in you, you're more than welcome to follow the big fish at DAJ Kerber. Definitely go and give my podcast wife, Mr. Paul Tolley, a follow as well. He's very low down on the followers' numbers. So he's at Raincounter. Follow Badlands at Badlands Pod. And go follow Carlos, my son, and also my co-host for 5 Rounds at Kirby_Carlos. And then follow 5 Rounds at 5 Rounds Pod. So come and check us all out. Give us all a listen. We're not usually this somber. We certainly won't be this somber next week when we're discussing arguably the best wrestling company out there in the world today, next week. So yeah, come back next Thursday for that.
We got a big card coming up, don't we? UFC?
Not this weekend, the weekend after.
That's a pay-per-view.
There's no card this weekend. There's Max Holloway the weekend after. Then there's a midweek show. And then so it's like 2 weeks. We've got McGregor versus Dustin Poirier 2.
That's the one. That's the one. Can Conor come back and can Conor still have the juice? We appreciate you listening to Head Trauma Thursdays, the midweek flagship. And as always, if you didn't like anything that was said on this podcast, go reach out to @RayEncounter. It's all Tyler's fault.
Yeah, definitely blame RayEncounter. Yep, and the last thing that we can say is we only have one rule here on Chair Shot, and that is you must always use your head.
Really?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.